So let's review. The Gemara continues with this, the discussion of the previous Mishnah. Eid l'tunis tnufa, ve'ein tunis hagasha. The kabbanis that require only tnufa, but not hagasha. Shtei halechem u'shnei chivsei atzeres. On Shavuos, tnufa is required for the shtei halechem together with the shnei chivasim, as the pasuk states, ve'heinif ha'koyin oisim alechem abikurim tnufa lefnei Hashem al shnei chivasim. And the Mishnah elaborates, ketzer huoysa, how was this done? Noisin shtei halechem al gebe shnei chivasim, u'maneich shtei yadav l'mata, meilich u'mevi malu u'mered. They place the shtei halechem on top of the shnei chavasim, and the kohen places his two hands under the shnei chavasim, and he waves them in all four directions, forward and back, and then raises them up and down, as the pasuk states, hasher hunaf v'asher hurim. Both tenufa and harama are required. And as the Gemara explains the wavings, either ma'iluch u'mevi l'misha aruchi shaloi, ma'ilu mer l'misha shemayim ba'aret shaloi, we wave them in all four directions for the sake of Hashem, to whom all four corners of the world belong, and we raise and lower them for the sake of Hashem, to whom the heaven and the earth belong, or ma'iluch u'mevi k'dei latzer ruchis rois, ma'ilu mer k'dei latzer t'lolis ram. We wave them in all four directions so that Hashem hold off all harmful winds, and we raise and lower them so that Hashem hold off all harmful dews. The Gemara proceeds with a four-way machlokes regarding the position of the Shtei HaLechem and Shnei Chavasim during Tenufa and Harama, which is based on the pasuk of Tenufa of the Shtei HaLechem, which reads as follows: Ve'heinif ha'koyin oisim alechem abikurim tenufa lefnei Hashem ashnei chavasim kodesh yu l'Hashem l'koyin. This pasuk apparently contradicts itself. The beginning of the pasuk states alechem habikurim, which indicates kavasim al gabi lechem. The kavasim should be on top of the lechem. While the end of the pasuk states, al shnei chavasim, which indicates, lechem al gabi chavasim, the lechem should be on top of the chavasim. Therefore, the Chacham and the Mishnah say, nishtak al hakasiv, there's no indication from this pasuk. And we must say, lechem lamala, the lechem is on top of the chavasim, because mametzin b'chamakim lechem lamala, afkan lechem lamala. Just like we find in the karbanis milum, the lechem was on top, so too in the karbanis atzeres, the shtei halechem is on the top. Rabbi Yisrael ben Amishulim says, chavasim lamala, the chavasim should be on top of the lechem. And the pasuk of al shnei chavasim comes to teach lahaitzi shiva. The tenufa was done only with the shnei chavasim that were a carbon shlamim, but not with the other seven chavasim that were a carbon oila. Chanina ben Chachinai says, manich shtei halechem bein yarkasein shel chavasim umeinif. The chavasim were laying sideways, and they put the lechem between the legs of the chavasim, which fulfills both psukim, and that lechem agabe chavasim or chavasim agabe lechem. The lechem was on top of the chavasim's lower leg, and the chavasim's upper leg was on top of the lechem. Rebbe says, manich zeh b'tzad zeh umeinif. The shtei alechem and shnei chavasim were placed side by side during tenufa, because Rebbe holds al b'samach. The word al means nearby, as the pasuk regarding the pareches states, v'sakaysa la'aron esa pareches, and as Rashi explains, delek lemeima al mamish o pareches mechitzahi. The pareches was not a covering above the aron, but a partition near the aron. The Mishnah continues, tenufa ha'isa b'mizrach v'agasha b'marav. Tenufa was done anywhere in the Yazara, even the east side, which is further from the Heichel, while hagasha was done only in the west side of the Yazara, which is closer to the Heichel. As the Gemara in the previous daf explains that the pasuk of both Tenufa and Hagasha states Lefnei Hashem, which refers to anywhere in the Azara, even Mizrach, which is further from the Heichel. Nevertheless, Hagasha was only done at the Duremis Marabis corner of the Mizbeach, because as Rashi explains, Hagasha must be Bedarim, because the pasuk states El Pnei HaMizbeach. And Hagasha must be B'nairiv, because Mincha De'ikri Chatas, V'chatas Tu Niyasayt. A mincha is compared to a chatas, whose dam must be sprinkled onto the part of the Mizbeach, under which there is the Yisayt, the foundation of the Mizbeach. And there was no Yisayt in Duremis Mizrachas, only in Duremis Maravas. Mishra continues, Minchas Ha'omer, Minchas Kanais, Tu'unis Hagasha v'Tenufa. The Minchas Ha'omer and the Minchas Kanais require both Tenufa and Hagasha, and Tenufa is Kaidmes LaHagashas. In these karbanis that require both, the Tenufa precedes the Hagasha, because the pasuk of Minchas Kanais states, V'heinif es ha-mincha lefnei Hashem, V'hikriv oisa al-mizbeach, first V'heinif and then V'hikriv. While lechem apanim and minchas nesachim ain't tunis loy hagasha v'loy tenufa. The lechem apanim and the minchas nesachim do not require any one of them, neither tenufa nor hagasha. The Mishnah continues. Reb Shimon says, Gimel minin tu'in gimel mitzvahs. Shtayim b'chalachas v'achas v'shlishas ein behen. There are three karbanis that require only two out of three mitzvahs. Ve'ilu hen. Zivchi shalme yachid, v'zivchi shalme tzibur, v'asham etzera. Zivchi shalme yachid, tu'in en smicha chayim, v'tenufa shchutin, v'ein behem tenufa chayim. The shlamim of an individual requires smicha, the owner leans his hands on the head of the carbon before shchita, and tenufa after shchita, but shalme yachid does not require tenufa before shchita. Zivchei Shalmei Tzibur, to Unim Tnufa Chaim Vishchuten, Vein Bem Smicha. The Shlomo of the public, such as the Shnei Kivsei Atzeres, required Tnufa before Shchita and another Tnufa after Shchita, but Shalmei Tzibur did not require Smicha. Vashem Etzera ton Smicha b'Tnufa Chai, Vein Boi Tnufa Shachet. And Hashem Etzera requires Smicha and Tnufa before Shchita, but Hashem Etzera does not require Tnufa after Shchita. The Gemara proceeds with a machlekes regarding the tenufa of the Shnei Chivsei Atzeres that was done after Shechita. Rabbi says, "Tenufasan k'may shehin." The tenufa was done with the whole animal. While the Chacham say, "Tenufasan b'chaz b'sheik." The tenufa was done only with the chaz b'sheik of the animal. And the Gemara offers three approaches to the understanding of this machlekes. Rav Chisda says they disagree in the way a hekesh works. The Rabbana hold dun mina umina. Once we learn the hekesh, we derive all of the halachas from there as well. Therefore, ma zivchei shalmei yachid tu'unan tenufa l'achar shechita, av zivchei shalmei tzibur tu'unan tenufa l'achar shechita. Just like shalmei yachid required tenufa after shechita, so too shalmei tzibur required tenufa after shechita. And ubina, we also derive shalmei tzibur from shalmei yachid in that ma hasa mechaza b'sheik, av hachanami mechaza b'sheik. Just like the tenufa after shechita of shalmei yachid is done only with the chaza b'sheik, so too the tenufa after shechita of shalmei tzibur is done only with the chaza b'sheik. While Rebbe holds, dun minav oki be'asra. We only utilize the hekesh for the specific halacha necessary, and all of the halachas remain as indicated here. Therefore, ma zivchei shalmei yachid tu'unan tenufa l'achar shechita, av zivchei shalmei tzibur tu'unan tenufa l'achar shechita. And v'uki ba'asra, we derive the other halachas of tenufa from shalmei tzibur itself. Ma mechaim tenufasin shleiman, av l'achar shechita tenufasin shleiman. Just like the first tenufa of shalmei tzibur is done with the whole animal, so too the second tenufa of shalmei tzibur is done with the whole animal. Rav Papa says perhaps all agree that we say dun mina umina. And Rabbi holds ki hasam. We derive shalmei tzibur from shalmei yachid differently, in that ma hasam davar shematan l'kayin, afacha davar shematan l'kayin. Just like the tenufa after shechita of shalmei yachid is done with the portion that is given to the kayin, in that case, the chaz b'sheik, so too the tenufa after shechita of shalmei tzibur is done with the portion that is given to the kayin, in this case, the whole animal. Ravina says perhaps all agree that we say dun mina voki ba'asra. And the Chacham hold to Nufasin b'chazav b'sheik, because the pasuk of Shalmei Yachid states, "Es chazeh tenufa v'sheik hatshuma lekachtim eis b'nei Yisrael mezivchei shalmeihem." Shalmeihem ribuyuhu. The word shalmeihem is pluralized to include shalmei tzibur, that it also requires tenufa on the chazav b'sheik.